This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Now, does that, and we're going to tell you what we're talking about, does that qualify as serendipity?
Does it?
I thought serendipity was happiness.
Happy coincidence or coincidence.
All right. Basically, what we're talking about is today is, we're not really one of those breakfast shows that does the whole, it's National Chicken Day.
Yeah.
So let's all talk about what's your favourite type of chicken. We're not really one of those breakfast shows because we're not lazy.
I think we could do with a bit of that.
But yeah, honestly, for our own.
That's really missing, isn't it?
Yeah, we could.
Honestly.
But this morning is National One Hit Wonder Day. And I thought that was interesting. So I said to Callum, why don't we do like, we all pick like one of our favourite one hit wonders.
Yeah.
And he said, man, we did that last year. We did that exact thing last
Simpsons
year.
Simpsons did it.
This day last year. And I was just like, yeah. And I was like, no, we didn't. I definitely would remember that. I went back and listened to this day last year. First thing we did on the show was a one hit wonder.
Mm.
And we play, we all chose like a song. I chose Plain White Tees and Hey There Delilah.
Yeah, right? That's a good one.
And I thought it was a good tune. And then today we finished the show. And the first song on the Naughty Threesome with Michaela, or the third song, was What Plain White Tees and Hey There Delilah.
Yeah, that is a bit funny, that isn't it, when those things happen? I wonder, is it just a quinky dink or did someone else go?
No, it must be.
Yeah, it must be a quinky dink.
I can only say Naughty Threesome in our boss Nick's accent because I feel like naughty does not have a place in the Irish
naughty
vocab.
Is the worst word.
The Naughty Threesome?
But whenever I hear naughty, I think naughties.
That's naughty now.
No, but I think naughty because as an Irish person, I cringe too much at the
word
naughty.
Yeah, because we say bold.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Naughty.
We were talking about that video the other day on the show about Perry Edwards and her little son who said a curse word whatever.
Yes.
She was like, Axel, that's so naughty.
I
was like,
it's so English. It's so naughty.
Yeah.
So naughty.
It's bad.
It's naughty, isn't it?
It's because in our dialect, naughty means like, oh, you naughty. Like, it's kind of a little bit more of an innuendo.
I mean,
like,
if that's where people are going,
but that is the worst thing in the world. Someone's like,
you're naughty.
I just want to be a bit naughty. It's awful.
Sorry about that, guys. I need a minute by myself.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday morning.
Yeah, really not so bad. There. We're getting there.
If every week was like this now, I could do this. I could do this, no problem.
Hey, let's make it be. That is in our control.
Okay. What do you think happened this week to make it so fast feeling?
That's a really good question.
It's been really nice.
It has been nicer.
Do you know what it is as well, I think? And everyone's different, I suppose. But I had that Dermot Kennedy gig on a Monday. And any kind of after work activity like that.
Mm.
I don't know.
It kind of propels the week along.
It does, I feel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday, myself and Fiona got the fright of our lives. We were leaving work to go and get a coffee. And as we walked down the steps, we audibly gasped.
Screeched. I would say.
There they were, the three winners of the Traitors 2025. Oyin, Vanessa and Kelly all standing in our reception. I swear to God, lads, I've been lucky enough in my time. I've met Hosier. Nah.
No.
Nothing gave me the reaction. I was like a loser with them.
It's just like after you've been watching them so intensely for so many weeks and really feeling like you know them.
I've never been starstruck by like an Irish person so much.
I had to scream.
Like we've met like Niall Horan and all that kind of stuff.
No.
And I was like, Emma texted me and she was like, come to reception now. And I didn't know what, I thought it was food, to be honest. I still ran.
Yeah.
Right? I ran because I know Emma wouldn't text that unless it was really, really important. I ran, I came down the stairs and there was Oyin and I just went, oh my God!
That's the only appropriate reaction.
Like, and then I saw Vanessa, I was like, oh my God!
Yeah!
Kelly, oh my God!
That's it. It's like a triple surprise.
I feel like we kind of, I don't know if we did ourselves any favours because we were just like, instantly when I came down, I was like, oh my God, fantastic. How are you? It's buzzing. You must be buzzing. Oh my God. And fair play to you. And what a feeling. Oh my God. And the money. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, they're probably just like,
I want them to know.
Calm
that that's
down.
How we feel.
It's like, girls, you should be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
So
I literally, yourself. I was like, we're obsessed with you. We talk about you every day. I just like turned the corner and just saw like Oyin's like beautiful like little shoes and frilly socks.
Oh,
and I was
so
like,
beautiful.
Who is that? And then I looked up and I was like, oh my God. Three goddesses.
She's so
enter
outgoing.
Reception.
Like, Oyin, obviously, it's all in the edit. She seemed kind of a little bit quieter on the show slightly, but she's like such a chatty.
Yeah, she is chatty.
Lads, I don't mean to brag, but I got a laugh out of Oyin.
Go on, did you?
I did. So
I like when Emma explained who we were to Vanessa. This was a big moment. But Emma went, sorry, just for context, we do the breakfast show on Spin, and Vanessa went, we know who you are.
Guys, how insane is that? We've been we've been perceived by the winners of the Traitors Ireland.
This is how you know I've made it, Mom.
Yeah. And then, sorry, so what happened was I was standing with Eoin, who obviously was the mystic genius on Traitors 2025, Detective Queen. And basically, as Dave was then going back up, me and Fiona weren't done, we were still chatting. Dave went, thanks for texting me, Emma. And Eoin says, did you text him? And I said, I thought you would have copped that. And she went,
oh, now I think the whole thing's cringe.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Olivia Dean with Man I Need. This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Breaking news, guys. 2 months after the fact, the Coldplay Kiss Cam couple are innocent.
Oh, right.
It's giving, do you know the end of Muppet's Christmas Carol? When it's like, and Tiny Tim,
who did not die.
The Coldplay Kiss Cam couple who were not having an affair.
All right.
Basically the woman involved, Kristen Cabot, if whatever you're having yourself, a source close to her has come out to say, it wasn't what it looked like. They were just friends. They know they shouldn't have been hugging at the concert. They shouldn't have been spooning standing up. But they're just mates.
Right, okay.
And it was unfortunate that they were caught in that moment, and it's been very difficult for all the families involved. And actually, Kristen was in the process of divorcing her husband. And yes, no, Andy was married, to be fair. But it's just a shame that it all went down that way.
Imagine we were at a concert and I was hugging one of you behind.
I was thinking that today. I was like, is there any scenario
this is true? Any scenario?
Yeah, because it's one thing to give a normal hug, right? Yeah. But you don't hold it for longer than...
And you don't hug from behind.
And then a hug from behind is incredibly intimate. There's like something against your bum as a girl. Like, get off me.
There is, famously. Mm. And they, like, they looked... Guys, I mean, I'm not going to get into it now, but there is something there.
Yeah.
And they looked
and
like...
it's too close, like...
Yeah, and they'd been... And it's positioned perfectly for whatever you want to
have. Whatever you're
next.
Having yourself, yeah.
Yeah. And they looked like they'd been in situ in the embrace for a while.
It didn't look like this was how they were... Like, you know, like I'd sit in seat 74A, they would stand and spoon with it up against their bum.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't like, let's have a quick hug. Nice to see you at the gig.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, Jesus, do you know what I mean? I'm doing that balance sheet today. Come here, let me get you a drink.
To be fair, some people really do appreciate their HR department and they show it in different ways. Now, obviously, I do feel very sorry for anyone who's like thrust into the spotlight like that, and especially family. And I think it's like, I imagine her or him trying to go for a new job now. Like, their faces are so distinctive. Yeah, I do feel bad.
And they're just like, no, we were just friends.
We're mates.
Both things can be true.
Yes, exactly.
It's horrible for them, and also they shouldn't have been doing
that. I do think there was breaking news. I think there was probably something going on between the two of them.
But imagine if they were so sure about that fact that they should surely, like, there were statements from them at the time that they could have said that. Do you know what I mean?
Know,
it's not like they haven't spoken until
it's
now.
It's like, I've had 2 months to think about my response to this. And my response is, there was actually nothing going on. is there anything else? Anything else you'd like to say? No, that's it. There was nothing going on. Anyway, in other news, the Viking Splash Tour has come out to say they have never screamed at anyone. They pass. And also, the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre bathrooms have issued a statement to say they've never charged anyone.
Very good. Just completely deny it.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of throwing it back a little bit here, but like, actually, the Royals Press Office in the UK have said they never released a picture of Mother's Day of Kate Middleton.
Oh, they didn't. That was that. And they just didn't. That's great.
Figment of our imagination,
good that
I believe.
That's been cleared up. That was just the end of it. Mm. And also, the Seagulls of Stephen's Green insist they've never stolen a chicken fillet roll. They've only taken chicken fillet rolls that have been handed.
Well, this is mad, lads, because Barry Cogan's, after popping his head out for the first time since the whole scandal, he said, didn't cheat on Sabrina. He's never even kissed anyone before.
Oh, that's grand. Yeah. I'm so glad he cleared
He's
that
actually
up.
A frigid.
Oh, it takes time.
Maria Bailey's after coming out as well. She said, lads, just to let this, you know, steer this straight, I've gotten much better at swinging.
Oh, well,
yesterday
done,
that she said that. I was a little bit like, kind of a bit kind of should have said that at the time.
It does take about 5 years to perfect your swinging.
Of course.
It does. Technique. I've heard that. Yeah. Michael Vallee never joined the presidential race. He said,
did he not?
No, too busy dancing. He's not into races.
Michael, that's good to know.
Remember Golfgate when the pandemic hit and that they all went golfing and stuff? Simon Harris would just have to come out saying, what are you talking about? We don't even like golf.
They never went golfing.
Apparently never went golfing.
Was it darts they played? I must have been. Okay. And Leonardo DiCaprio reveals he's only ever dated age-appropriate women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, I have a story about him and it's coming up. You're going to enjoy it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It just so happened she mentioned Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's convenient, isn't
yes.
it? That makes
what
things
an excellent
quite well.
Entry.
It makes it look like we've planned the show.
Here's K-pop.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I know the song is called Euro Country, but I always sing my Yanemo. Animo, even though I know it's Euro.
That's so good. I love those things.
I didn't know it was Euro, to be honest.
I always just got... Cause
you didn't know Euro Country was Euro Country.
Oh, I didn't just been put it together.
She's saying my Euro, but it just sounds to me like Yanemo, Yanemo.
What's Yanemo?
Nothing. It's just what it sounds like. I love her. That's CMAT and Euro Country on Spin. Good morning.
Say the proper name.
Euro.
My Yanemo Country.
My Yanemo.
And that's the name of the album as well.
You know who wouldn't like CMAT? She's 29 years old.
Oh,
is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Very good.
He was on the new Heights podcast. Anyone know what this podcast is?
Yeah,
is
I've heard of it.
Travis Kelce.
It is. Oh, yeah, with his brother.
Yeah,
it's kind of mad. They seem like two really really sound guys.
Yeah.
Who just are fans of people.
Yeah.
And get them on the podcast because
they're
so
the
big. They have the power now. Do you know what I mean? Especially with Taylor. Leonardo DiCaprio was a guest on the new Heights podcast, and he basically shared a story from when he was a teenager trying to get into acting, and it's basically. His first agent told him his name sounded too ethnic and pushed him to change it.
I finally got an agent. They said, your name is too ethnic. I go, what do you mean? It's Leonardo DiCaprio. They go, no, too ethnic. They're never going to hire you. Your new name is Lenny Williams. I was 12, 30. I said, what is Lenny Williams? So we took your middle name and we made it now you're Lenny.
Wow. Oh,
which I just think is mental. Like Lenny Williams.
Lenny,
can you imagine?
Williams.
This winter, Kate Winslet and Lenny Williams are in Titanic.
Oh my God.
They only had each other.
Leonardo DiCaprio is such a beautiful name.
It is
name.
A gorgeous name. It's kind of the best thing about him, to be honest with you.
At the moment,
It just is showbiz.
Like.
It's just so.
So Lenny Williams, using Lenny from Leonardo, obviously, and Williams from his middle name, Wilhelm. DiCaprio also talked about how rough those early days were, getting lined up at auditions like cattle, he said, after being rejected, sometimes even resorting to breakdancing for money. Now that I'd love to see.
Yeah, me too.
There's got to be a clip of that
I'd pull out the Lenny for the breakdance.
Yeah. When I'm acting, I'm Leonardo. When I'm breakdancing, I'm MC Lenny.
I'm Lenny Dubs.
But basically, in the end, we obviously all know he became quite famous. He kept working and went on to become the biggest movie star in the world. But what if his name had been Lenny Williams? Would he still be? I think for me, the main thing I think of when I think of Leonardo DiCaprio is Leonardo da Vinci. And that's why I think he's so famous.
Such a star.
Is because people get confused between the two of them.
I'd say, though, it would humble him if he was Lenny Williams and he'd be into him in his own age.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point, actually. I think if he was Lenny Williams, he'd be a plumber. And still busy because, like, everyone needs a plumber.
But, like, I'm into women my own age because... that's who I am as a person, not because my name isn't Dizzle Hizzle. Do you know what I mean?
Dizzle Hizzle.
Maybe it should be. I think that's something to think about.
Let's go that angle, right? I've come up with other celebrities and made their names boring as hell.
Okay,
fun.
Margot Robbie, Margaret Roberts.
Oh, school receptionist.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Primary school.
Dua Lipa, Diane Lipple.
Actually,
I think
Lipple is sexy. But yeah. Diane,
I like
you just think because
no
it sounds like
Diane.
Nipple.
That's exactly why.
Pedro Pascal becomes Peter Patterson.
It just sounds like Peter Patterson. So
Peter
I feel
Patter
like he'd be like a baby doctor,
fair
or
enough.
Like the Peter Patterson.
Yeah, yeah. Doja Cat becomes Dorothy Jameson Catherine.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Dorothy, again, no offense to Dorothy, rich. but she's an English girl who owns a lot of land.
Old money.
Old money is Dorothy Jameson Catherine.
Wears a long, oily coat.
Yeah. Selena Gomez, I obviously gave up on this one. Serena Goff.
Serena Goff? G-O-F-F.
Yeah, G-O-U-G-H.
Serena Goff sounds like a ride.
Yeah, she does.
Serena Goff.
That's not boring enough for me.
And someone's
I was like, you know the way Americans can't do the whole Saoirse.
Oh, so yeah. Saoirse, like Saoirse.
Yeah, so Saoirse Ronan becomes Sally Ronan.
Sally Ronan.
Yeah.
I'd
say she'd do a lot better, even though she's doing incredible. I think she would be the new Leonardo DiCaprio if her name is Sally Ronan.
They're like, oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel, do you want to take
I can't do it with that name.
But we've got Sally for you.
We are stuck. Mm-hmm. Stuck in the middle of a second at the cinema. This is the game where you try to identify a full length movie. These movies can be, as you know, well over an hour, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes three.
Sometimes.
There's three different ways I play this game. Yeah. One is I hear the clip, by the way, which sounds like this.
Very, very.
And I don't know it at all. Very rare. Okay. The next kind of phase is I'll get there. I'll get it in maybe like 30 seconds or something. And then the other one is, oh yeah, like straight
immediately
away.
Immediately have it.
But like I'm right in the middle this time. I feel like I'm going to get it, but then I don't.
I think that you're so into your movies and your quotes and stuff that it would take you having literally not seen the movie to not be able to identify that somehow. You're a bit stumped as well, Fiona, this morning.
I am, yeah. And I'm disappointed in myself. Mm.
All right, this is the clip again.
Very, very.
Gillian thinks she knows. Hello.
How are you?
You're not too bad, Gillian. All right, this is the clip.
Very, very.
What is that movie, Gillian?
That is Anne Hathaway in The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, I've never seen that. That would make sense.
It's topical because it's coming back, isn't it?
The second one. Is it the second one or is it just a remake?
I think it's like Devil Wears Prada 2.
Okay, so
however they make that happen.
Would I be that on the pulse?
Or would you?
No.
Oh, Gillian. Great guest though, Gillian. Thanks for ruling it out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gillian.
Now I feel silly.
No.
Should have been thinking about things that
don't
are more
relevant.
Don't let
Gillian make you feel silly.
Next week, yeah. This is the clip again.
Very, very.
How are you, Katie?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, this is the clip, Katie.
Very, very.
Any idea what that movie is?
Come on, Katie, put us out of our misery.
Is it a Cinderella story that Hilary Duff was in?
And who would the actress be that you're hearing there?
Oh, my
very,
God.
Very. Jennifer. Is it Jennifer
Coolidge?
Coolidge.
Let's check if you're right.
I am very, 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 very upset about this.
Oh!
You don't look upset. Oh, it's the Botox. I can't show emotion for another hour and a half.
Yay!
Katie, unbelievable. Yay. You look like the 4th of July.
Oh my God. You're not very pretty.
You're not very smart. Oh, Katie, spot on. When's the last time you've seen that movie? Because I don't think I've seen that since I was like 10 years old.
Oh, probably years ago, but like I've seen it like a million times.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thanks, Katie. See you later.
Katie. Congrats, you're off to the cinema.
Thanks,
good luck.
Katie.
Bye-bye.
Guys, I'm really loving my new role as the picker of movies.
Oh,
incredible ones.
Oh, guys, I'm having
a
great time. And a big boule of bus too. A lot of people that are not David and Fiona. Connor, Maddie, Grace, Reese, Heather, Claire, Sarah, Chelsea, Emma and Jessica are just some of those who got it correct.
Unreal. Well done, lads.
Well done to everyone and well done to Jennifer Coolidge.
Always.
Whose character was called Fiona in that film.
Fiona.
Producer Callum just reminded me.
Yeah,
she's who I aspire to be.
She was such a weapon, wasn't she?
Truly.
Same IQ.
David Guetta now. This is Spin. Spin.
Recharged. Yesterday I was telling you that I was playing five-a-side on Tuesday on the roof of Belvedere. By the way, it's a pitch up there. I wasn't just playing up on the roof. Like
that would be very like early 2000s like football ad, you know, like the young lad like gets the ball and he
FIFA
makes
Street.
It happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like on the roof of a car park.
Like step up vibes.
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was playing five-a-side and I think I scored the best goal in the history of Ireland.
Whoa.
Right, so we put the call out to Belvedere College. Hey, if you have access to the CCTV, then I can prove my theory that I've scored the best goal in the history of Ireland. They haven't gotten back to us yet.
I think that there's been
so
an email sent and
them.
There is a post on our Instagram looking for them to find these receipts because we need to know if he's talking muck or not.
Lads, the slaggins I got on Instagram last night.
Yeah.
Like, and the five-a-side group chat just went mental. They're, like one of the boys put it in, he was like, I don't remember it this way. Well, that's funny. Well, I was like, yeah, but you remember it.
You saw what it is in your mind.
I shared the video of Dave talking about this on my Insta story as well, and I got a couple of replies. One girl going, sorry, Emma, actually, he's wrong because my boyfriend told me last year that he actually scored the greatest goal in Irish history.
That's
he
good
told
to
me.
Have that yeah. fair enough
thing. The first thing the lad said, like, we were kind of like, took a little water break during the match, and they were like, straight onto the girlfriend now going, you won't believe what I'm this afternoon.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
We are all lads want is just for their girlfriends to be very impressed.
Say well
at their
done.
Hypothetical football
yeah. Good job, yeah. honey.
Belvedere, come on. We need receipts.
Please, yes, please. Belvo, come on.
It's 6 minutes to eight. What's the story on the roads at this age, Padraig?
Hey guys, Temple Oak Road inbound is busy from Little.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Really good, because tonight is that House of Guinness.
Very excited for that.
Now, here's the thing. They've, after uploading every single episode, eight episodes of House of Guinness, and they've just put it all on Netflix. And I'm going to, unpopular opinion, I prefer when they upload weekly. Yeah. I'm watching The Morning Show on Apple TV at the moment, and the new season 4 is out, and they're only uploading one episode a week.
Mm.
And I love it. I have so much fun. It's like now every Friday, me and Pippa get together and we on the couch and we watch The Morning
Show. It's such a nice thing to do, yeah. Because I actually went to the screening of House of Guinness last week and they showed 2 episodes. So I just took for granted in my head they'll release the first 2 this week.
Yes.
And then, so I probably won't watch. I was thinking in my head, because I've seen them, I won't be able to join in like
for a while
until next week. But yeah, it kind of is disappointing. And I think even just like Traitors with 3 a week.
Exactly. It kind of spaced it out a bit.
And it made everyone be watching something at the same pace.
Yeah.
Rather than like Dave could binge all of House of Guinness tonight.
And you're like, oh, no spoilers. Like, you just don't talk about it collectively in the same way.
Yeah.
And I feel like most TV shows have been doing the weekly thing now, because to be fair, the amount of effort and thought and like detail that goes into every one
you
of these episodes.
You want to have longevity.
And for so long, we've all just been plowing through them. Like, you're watching it just waiting to get to the next one. You don't notice any of like the like details and stuff that
and
you should be picking
sometimes
up.
Sometimes you should be pondering it in your head for a while as well.
I wonder, is it a policy for Netflix though? Because I'm like, they seem to drop everything all at once.
They were doing that thing for a while where say they'd drop the first half
eight,
of the season
and then
the second the next month, so you have to get 2 months.
They're doing that with Stranger Things at Christmas. So I think it's like it's coming out in like December, and then the next part of the series is out in like January or February.
Sorry, is anyone excited about Stranger Things?
I couldn't give a toss.
I just think let those kids grow up.
Yeah, honestly.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Question for you this morning, and I want you to go ham on this, okay? I want you to suggest Irish things that I can get my boyfriend Jack to tattoo on himself.
This is a bit much now.
Oh my god, poor Jack.
Do you mean as a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
No.
Wait, you're being serious.
A real tattoo.
No, guys,
not henna, Aaron.
At a point of utter Irish delusionment. He's just so fascinated by everything at the moment. Listen, get in touch. Irish things that I can convince Jack, my fella, to get tattooed on his body. 0877111038, that is our number. Just to bring you back, so Jack grew up in Yorkshire in England. His mam is from Cork, so he spent loads of time in West Cork growing up. But he's only living here in Ireland for the first time since March. And ever since he met me...
You did that. Well done.
Thank you very much. We're just trying to encourage him now to get sorted with the passport, and then we are laughing.
Oh, wow.
But from the second I met him, he got really interested in trad music, all that kind of stuff. We had an Irish playlist. He's trying to impress you, I think. Maybe, but he did get super into it. Is there trad on a Rebels night? Can we go?
He does seem to have some sort of like really incredibly addictive personality.
Maybe.
As soon as like you show Jack anything, he gets obsessed with it.
I suppose though, the difference of it is a lot of like he sees things happening and he goes to things with me and he'd be like, okay, I get now why my mom would say that. Oh, yeah. I get now why my mom would do that.
Right,
or whatever.
Okay.
Do you know, because his mom was like, is an Irish woman.
Yes.
He was
growing
up in England or whatever and raised these two boys or whatever. And there were certain things where they'd be like, what are you on about? And now she's like, oh, I get what my, mom, I'm with
thing,
you.
Like, the kids of like immigrants or people that have moved over, they like suddenly like really connect with their Irishness. Like, I remember my cousins like in London, I was like staying with them for a while when I was in college, and like my cousin would come in like after a night on the pints and be like talking to me about Bobby Sands and all, and they're like obsessed with you know, it just like infiltrates in their
there's the tattoo.
I need to get this, like,
Bobby Sands.
Bobby Sands. Well, actually, I'm sure there are a few Bobby Sands.
But even like things like Irish funerals, you know, he'd find that totally fascinating.
So
and
we're great with death.
We celebrate our
debt. Basically, over the weekend, we took it a step further. And in case you weren't with me on this last week, I was telling you that we decided to go to Newgrange. We were both feeling very tender after a night out a few weeks ago, and we needed to experience something bigger than ourselves. And we got lost on YouTubers talking about Newgrange, and he was like, we simply must go.
Of course.
Went to Newgrange last week. His mind was blown, okay? Just obviously, and that's fair enough. Like, my mind is blown.
Yeah,
Newgrange
is a class place.
Incredible. And then that was on Saturday. The poor lad was just come to terms with that, and then we went to Dermot Kennedy.
What a combo.
If you've never been to Dermot Kennedy before live, and just this was an acoustic set as well, like, God help Jack, he was just in awe, and everyone there of course was in awe, but like,
I think, like, if I went to Newgrange and then a Dermot Kennedy concert, I'd have to spend the next week and a half like on my phone with the iPad there and the telly there in the cinema. Do you know what I mean? Like,
watching the Premier League, doing English stuff.
Like. Talk about grounding experiences though, you know, and the way that Dermot delivers lyrics and, like, you know, that makes people connect with them is just fascinating. So anyway, here's the thing. Jack's at the point now where he wants a tattoo of something he's experienced since he moved here, and the booking has been made. We're going to my girl in Waterford on
Saturday. Really?
Yeah. I'm going to get something small as well. I haven't decided what yet. But basically, Jack's like, I don't know.
I have the Spin logo tattooed on me. Would you consider getting that done?
That's very Irish.
Yeah, very Irish. But we're thinking, right? Irish mythology, Irish folklore, music, Irish passage graves, right? But I kind of, he's looking.
Just get Michael Collins' gravestone just tattooed on him.
Get the petrol station.
You go back to England, they think we tortured him. You're like, hold him down.
The current conversation in the house is how to get a certain Dermot Kennedy lyric tattooed in Ohm, right?
Oh, this is where we're gosh.
Well, I want to take it a bit further, and I want to take the mic, right? I want to go to him and say, I think if you really want to feel your Irish heritage, you should get the spire up your leg.
Oh, brilliant.
From ankle to hip.
I love that.
Yes, oh my gosh.
I would love to convince him that dust in the turkey's beak is a really important symbol in Irish culture.
Yes, it has magical powers.
Dustin the turkey, you don't know about him. He's a mythical creature from the Neolithic period. His beak is blessed. It blesses people with wisdom, with those who kissed it.
That's very good.
I think as well, I'd love to convince him to get a salmon on the thumb, because he's currently really invested in the Salmon of Knowledge story.
That would
story.
Actually be cool.
And like, you just keep sucking it for knowledge, you know? Every time you're stuck in
that's
work,
excellent.
Just give it a suck.
I love that.
That's brilliant.
I actually want that. Oh my God, the Walkinstown roundabout right across his chest.
Yes.
A chest piece.
So good.
And like the different turn-offs go into his different limbs.
What Irish things can I convince my boyfriend Jack to get tattooed? He's on quite a journey at the moment with his Irish heritage. He has an Irish mam, but he was reared in Yorkshire in England, and he moved here back in March. So he's loving it. And we were at Newgrange last weekend. He was fascinated. The poor fella hadn't a chance to get over that, and he was at an acoustic Dermot Kennedy gig on Monday. His mind is just absolutely blown by everything at
that's
the moment.
Too much Irish all at once. Like.
I did feel like, just take a break now and get back to boxing. There's just too much going on. So he's so inspired that he and for a while he's not about this, but now he really feels inspired to go ahead and get an Irish inspired tattoo.
You'd
right?
have to after the most Irish day, and he probably went home and watched the Late Late Show or something like that.
But I was thinking of things to kind of convince him are like well worth getting tattooed, like he's fascinated with Irish mythology now and folklore, and when it comes to the Salmon of Knowledge, I was saying things like, you know, maybe like you should get like a salmon on your thumb and then you just suck it to get some knowledge.
I genuinely love that one.
Make him think that Dustin's beak and Dustin the turkey was some kind of mystical creature from the Neolithic pyramid or period or something like that.
A sock for Socky.
Yeah. On your foot. Yeah. So ask for your suggestions this morning of other things we should convince Jack to get tattooed. Niall is standing by. What do you think, Niall?
The bowl of cuddle.
A bowl of coddle.
Isn't that great?
That is disgusting as a tattoo.
Whereabouts on his body should he get that, Niall?
I don't know. On right. his leg or something.
Okay, that's all you thought.
Just like the boiled sausage coming out of the bowl. I'm just imagining
that. That was going to be my next question. Should the sausages be browned or not?
No. It can't just be boiled. Brown.
Maybe just you the fleshy
just put
the, pink lads.
Put the bowl around a certain air. Anyway.
It's not even like.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That is actually pretty smart.
Thanks, Niall, for
bye,
nothing.
Niall.
That was awful.
Bye,
good luck.
Bye.
That was awful. Adam has said a plate of bacon and cabbage.
That could be
that's
good.
That's actually not bad shout.
Yeah,
less phallic undertones than a bowl.
Very true.
Very good. Amy said, I think Jack should get Molly Malone tattooed on him. Just hope Emma wouldn't mind him having a picture of another woman.
Are you joking me? I'd be groping those boobies on that body.
I'll throw a t-shirt on for Molly if you're doing that.
Michelle was in touch as well.
I have had way too much fun out of this. Two things. So you can get the Blarney Stone with lips puckered up and then a self-portrait of Emma beside it because he's come to Ireland and he stayed. Or you can get the Giant's Causeway. Very patriotic girl here.
Yeah, it just has rocks on his back or something.
Why not?
Giant's Causeway on the arm that like he can hold up like Talisa did in X Factor.
Evan has said Crow Patrick on his chest and one of his nipples as the church. On
oh
the peak.
My God. Yes.
So specific, Evan.
Jim said the ultimate tattoo, the Proclamation of Independence. If he's serious, that's straight down the
that's
back.
That's how you know loyalty, Emma. That's how you know he's sticking around.
And D, get him to get the owl from the Late Late
yeah,
Show.
I was thinking of like Tuberty's Christmas jumper.
Yes.
Just get it tattooed on
I'm
him.
Real like, what can we make each nipple? Like, each nipple is the eyes of the owl. I think, yeah.
Callum.
Well, I have one in here that's just come in from Holly and you can utilise the nipples here because there's two of them. Get Jedward's face.
I can't believe it took until now for someone to mention Jedward. Yeah. Come on.
Well, the tattoo booking is happening at the weekend. I will fill you in on Monday. You just wait until he's sucking his salmon thumb.
I don't have time for all these. He's going to be busy.
Yeah. It's the girly quiz. Makeup and hair's interior.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz.
Yes, welcome in. It is the quiz where we test our Dave on all things feminine and girly and womanly. Mm-hmm. And he usually doesn't have a clue. And it just reminds us that men shouldn't be allowed to be on the radio. Okay. It's grand. We'll still give him a bit of a chance. And he's not alone in this. He has a simplify option. There's three questions that we ask him. He has a simplify option. And he has his phone a female. And that today is the lovely Sive.
Sive is standing by there. How are you this morning, Sive?
Morning, Sive.
Morning, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, Sive, tell us, what is the thing you
what's
think...
What's your special
subject? Yeah, what's your speciality when it comes to women? Is it body parts? Is it...
when
it
comes to being yourself. Body parts.
TV show. Well, do body weeks. Parts come up? Is it makeup? Is it like girly TV shows? Like, what is it?
I think, and it's in healthcare. I work in healthcare, so I probably should be able to help you with some of that. And I'm expecting a baby at the moment, so anything to do with babies, I should be able to help with.
Okay.
Amazing, Sive.
Can I ask, when are you due-ish?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
A little nullick on the way.
Yeah. Little, oh, that's so exciting.
Little Noel.
Or little Noel.
Little
thank
Santa.
You.
That's very exciting.
So stay there because okay. I will absolutely need you.
100%.
Great.
Okay, the other thing just to mention is if you do have little kids on the car, little Nulligs or Noels of your own, in case some things come up here on the show or on the quiz that you might not be happy to have those conversations with your young kids just yet, just keep your hand on the dial. I will say... We look pretty good.
Not too bad.
It's looking pretty good today.
Pretty
but you never know when Dave's going to throw out the word penis.
So,
sure.
You know?
I hope those hands were hovering.
We warned you. All right, let's do this. Callum's gone.
Good to keep things. Good to keep things interesting.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, well done.
Your
well
hands
done,
on
Dave.
The dial.
Yeah, and something else on the dial as well. All right, Dave. Question number one on the girly quiz. Bum Bum Cream, Beija Fleur Elasti, and Smooth and Glow are all product names from what cosmetics company?
I know this.
Oh.
I know this with... I know 75% of this.
I getcha. Yeah,
do you remember the time I talked about Bum Bum Cream on the show and you completely annihilated my conversation about it going, bum bum, bum bum.
Bum bum.
What do you
cream.
Mean you got bum bum cream?
It's cream for your bum bum.
I think I have this, even though I know this question, to be honest, is like perfect for Sive. Because I think
she's...
I don't know if do they sell it in the chemist, but I've seen it in like airport, like duty free and stuff like that. And I think our marketing person, Lucy, was looking for prizes the other day for this brand. Oh. I think the brand... But now, I'm also like, is this a place in Tenerife? Sol de Janeiro is what I want to say. And I'm also like...
Do you read your emails from Lucy? That's what I'm most shocked about.
I was never banking on that.
Sol de Janeiro.
Sol de Janeiro.
Is final answer.
Final answer.
Dave, you're absolutely correct.
Come on! Look, I can see the yellow tub in my eyes.
Shout out to Lucy Maddie, who did inspire question number one on the girly quiz this week.
Who knew I'd read my emails?
Not shout out to Dave, who apparently reads his emails.
Well done.
That's amazing. I thought it was going to be like, you know what I mean, that place in Lanzarote.
I know. Well, I honestly feel like that with Sol de Janeiro sometimes. I'm like, I'm going to say the name of this. I'll take a punt and I really could be wrong. So
what
well
am I
done.
Thinking of? Puerto del Carmen.
Give us some of that del Carmen.
Tomato, tomato.
No, Costa del Sol is what I was thinking of.
Sol de Janeiro.
Yeah, yeah.
Potato, potato. Okay, Dave, question number two.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm just buzzing.
You're very good.
Blast.
Very good.
Back in the 2010s, you may have heard the women in your life talking about donuts in relation to their hair.
God.
Why might a woman use a donut in her hair? Oh my God, the cockiness in here is disgusting. Oh. Get this testosterone out of the studio. Don't you make that noise with your feet.
Come on.
Stamp around here on the girly quiz.
He reminds me of. He reminds me of the two lads in the traitors where they catch a traitor.
Yes. It's because he got to say penis at the start of the quiz. It's giving him some sort of power.
I am jittery with excitement.
Sick.
Jittery.
This is disgraceful. So, sorry, I'm raging.
Ask the question again.
Back in the 2010s, you may have heard women and donuts and hair.
What is a donut? Is basically what you're asking.
In hair, yeah.
Yeah, a donut is when you would put the ponytail through this kind of. I want to say almost like what would you call them? Like a hair band, like a hair tie almost, but it was a little bit thicker. It looked like a donut. It was probably the same kind of thickness as a donut. And you'd put the ponytail through, and then you'd kind of wrap it around. The hair. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Shut up.
Think. Do you remember your one who came back from Peru?
Why are you showing off?
That
yes,
vibe.
The that. Peru too. Yeah, yeah. Excellent example yep. of a donut.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Well referenced.
And whatever. Yeah.
Hit it, Fiona. Oh, I can't believe this.
Hit him. Fiona, I mean it. Don't even look at him if you give away any of this
I'm
question.
I'm not. I know, Emma's
you still got both lifelines as well. You could use both even if you know it.
Just even if putting the feet up, lad.
Just if you want to have
putting
a chat.
Putting the feet
chat
up.
To sorry, lads, her, baby.
Girls, I can't tell you the state of him. He has his feet, his dirty shoes on the desk.
This is horrendous. All right, Dave, final
big,
question.
Big stretch there.
Not a big stretch. Okay, Fiona regularly uses a nipple cream as a lip balm. You've probably noticed the tube on the desk beside you.
I have.
Actually, not today. Apart from your nipples and your lips, where's one other place on the body you could use it? Nipple cream, that is.
I'm going to change the question.
You'd be very happy to know I don't know the answer.
I was going to say give me three other places.
I can't even give you... Where would you use nipple cream or where would you use like lip balm?
Nipple cream, apart from your nipples and your lips.
Your lips? I'm trying to think. Maybe in your nose, because sometimes I use lip balm in my nose. If it's like a bit dry, I'll just shove a lip balm up there.
That's disgusting.
Well, I don't then use it on my lips.
Well, he does.
No, I don't. Pippa does. It's hers.
Never borrow my lip balm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call in Sive, who I hope to God is still on the line.
Hello, Sive.
Good morning,
Sive.
Hi.
How are you?
Still here.
All right, Sive.
Good.
Just for absolute safety, I have 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love you to give me three places I could put nipple cream on my body if I wanted to use it almost as like lip balm.
That aren't your nipples or your lips.
Okay, so I haven't actually heard of this before, but I feel like anywhere very dry, so maybe your elbows or your knees.
Knees? Where was the other place?
Elbows, maybe? Elbows? Do you know where it'd be tight? Yeah, I think so, but I haven't heard of it, and I think that would make
elbows, knees, like your toes?
Yeah. Maybe on your heels, maybe. Heels. But I'd say elbows or knees maybe might be where people would put it.
Amazing. Sives, thank you very much.
Just a guess, so, but it's my best.
Right, so you could put nipple cream on your head, your shoulders, knees and toes. Whatever. Eyes and ears and mouth and...
Stop having fun. Stop enjoying yourself on a Thursday.
Final answer. I'm going to put heels because that, for me, does get quite dry.
Yuck. You sicko. You've got dry heels. That is
disgusting,
wrong.
Man. You are horrible looking. But you're right.
Come on!
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sive. And Sive, get yourself the nipple cream if you're expecting a baby. I would recommend it for lips and more. Please.
Best of luck, with the pregnancy. Best luck with the new baby. And thanks for listening.
And you've won yourself 50 euro Just Eat voucher. Congratulations.
Have. Thanks, Sive.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Now, what a girly quiz. What an unbelievable day for men everywhere.
I assume I'm off writing the questions.
Yeah, Fiona, I think you're taking a...
Well, sometimes they give me the answers and sometimes they just give me the best questions ever.
Stop. I mean, you want to make it something you can play along with, but I didn't think you would play us that well.
Great questions there, Fi. No, they were class.
Disco Line, Sinéché and No Broke Boys on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I'm absolutely seething here.
I'm not broken, I am fixed.
Oh God. It's the girly quiz. We've just come off the back of the girly quiz. The cockiness in here, I'm telling you, it's unbearable.
I got questions correct and I got excited about getting the questions correct.
No, you
That's
were small.
Fair enough.
You weren't like, I am so happy I'm doing well at this. You were feet up, kicking back.
If you watch Traitors,
absolute disgrace.
You saw the carry on of Nick and Ben with their little arrow shoots. That was the kind of testosterone. That was the level of testosterone in here this morning. It was disgusting, girls. 18 wins and 15 losses for Dave this year. Michael has some feedback. How are you? What's going on?
Oh my God, that was so easy.
What? No!
No, Michael, shut up. It was really hard.
Oh,
it was really, really difficult.
Oh my God. Michael, why? What are you awoke or something?
Did you know?
Like, love women.
Did you know all the answers, Michael?
Yeah.
You knew the brand Bum Bum Cream was Sol de Janeiro.
Porto del Carmen.
You knew donuts mean in relation to hair then, yeah?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That was...
And you knew about the nipple cream. Okay, all right. Well, we're doing a revamp of the girly quiz.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks,
guys. Honestly, guys, that's it. Fiona's off questions for a while.
What a great day.
Okay, well, go Italian on a Wednesday.
We're tallying up them wins and losses there.
Shut up.
I already said it.
Just do it again.
No.
Do it again then.
Nope.
Go on, just one more time.
Don't bloody push it in here.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
18 wins, was it?
Oh, so you do know the
18.
Grams.
What was it again, Emma? Is it 18 wins there?
I'm back in questions next week.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you keeping?
Hey, good morning. Had a lovely evening yesterday.
Did you?
Because you see this new restaurant is coming, Entrecote or something
Yes,
like that.
La Entrecote.
La Entrecote. It's like based off some Parisian...
Yous are so good at knowing things that are going on.
Basically, it's a restaurant that's opening. It's based off a Paris restaurant and they have restaurants other places, but it's basically steak and chips.
The hook is, and I hope they're doing this here, you get two steaks.
Yeah.
And you get bottomless chips.
That's
and
their
it's
whole
very
thing.
Reasonable price.
Yeah. Mm. That's their whole thing.
Yeah. And it's meant to be really, really good.
But it was open. I think there was people invited and stuff like that. I'm not on those lists. I wouldn't be famous enough for that.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. I would love to get on them lists. But I went to Buff and Fruit instead because I was like, well, steak and chips. Mm, so why not?
They were inspired by L'Entrecote as well.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. So we went out to the one in Blanche and it was like, do you remember like you were out the door, like you couldn't like book in for it. Now you can just book, which I really, really like. I'm really hoping that happens to other restaurants because there's other restaurants in town that I really want to go to, but like you're talking maybe 3 weeks waiting list.
Like where?
Reggie's in Rathmines.
Oh yeah. I've been there once. That could have died down by now.
It's still not died
down. That's great.
I can't get a reservation for 7 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Everyone says it's amazing.
It's supposed to be class.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. I have been there. Yeah. It was class. But yeah, it was fantastic the way I could just call up Blanche and be like, table for half six. Yeah, no bother. It's grand. Absolutely
sound. It's bland, to be fair.
I can't even run for steak the day before payday.
I know. Well, this is the thing. I was like, that's grand. It'll come out of my overdraft. and then I'll be paid. And I don't mind having, like, you know, 50 quid less on my paycheck tomorrow.
Well, big baller.
Yeah, easy. Big baller, man. Steak and chips on a Wednesday.
Wow.
Listen, this is the life.
And that bottomless garlic bread, all right.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello, everybody. All right, I have three stories about a certain topic. And when we have three stories about a certain topic on the show, we do this. Yeah, I know.
Of corner, especially
I love when
it
works.
Comes to farting.
Yeah, that works better. Like when it's a one syllable thing. Oh, hey, very good. We could have just done the I'm in the and done the sound effect. Yeah.
Oh.
Now they sound like a fart.
That sounds like a really worrying fart. You'd be running to the loo.
Can we do it again? Can we play the thing again and then play the fart tune instead
is
of saying fart?
Is that possible? Yeah.
It's all everything's possible.
Can we make that happen?
Yeah. I say yeah.
On the ball now, Emma.
Yeah.
No, didn't work.
You're
too late on the button there, Emma.
Yeah, but there's a bit of a delay on the fart because it's like there's the moment when you know it's coming.
For God's sake. Yeah! Class.
Right, tell us about that.
Okay. A teaching assistant has appeared in court after using a spray so foul-smelling that students needed medical treatment.
What?
This is a teaching assistant in West Florence High School in South Carolina.
You're going to say Westmead.
I wish. I'm sure it's a I don't think you need to spray there. I think it smells pretty bad. Right. He brought this spray online that mimics the smell of kite. And he brought it in to school and was spraying it all around the place.
Why would he do
to
that?
To cause disruption.
They did that at my school as well.
I know, but this is a teaching assistant.
Yeah, that's
this
weird.
This isn't young lads.
That's so strange.
And his actions reportedly cost the school about 55 grand for multiple inspections and repairs to its air conditioning system. And apparently the students and staff suffered headaches, nausea and dizziness.
Sorry, what a strange man. Why
what a
did
legend.
He do that?
A very strange man. He
what
was arrested
legend.
Because he was caught walking through the school with the object in hand, spraying something
ledge
before
bag.
Slipping the item into ledge his bag. Pocket.
Like, it's fun on muck-up day maybe, but you don't be doing it just on the like on a random Tuesday.
It's also like you're an adult man.
Yeah.
Is everything okay at home?
Mm.
Or is the home just made of the fart?
You know the fart sound is like Dara Breen, the buzzer. Next.
So good. Yeah, we're moving on. We're going to Lancashire, where an engineer was dispatched to the town centre for a gas leak emergency that turned out to be a shopkeeper's very smelly fruit.
So a proper gas leak.
Hey. Very good. You guys might have heard of durian fruit. Does that mean move
yes.
on?
Yes.
Right, okay.
No, durian fruit is the thing that stinks, isn't it?
Yeah. So these shop assistants brought it home. They were visiting Asia and they wanted to bring it home. They asked, could they sell it?
Oh, that's like something you'd see on Border Control or one of those shows.
Yes.
I don't think you can transport durian fruit. It's disgusting.
So the smell, I knew people didn't like it, but okay, durian fruit has a powerful, pungent, rotting onion smell and has even been known to be banned from being carried outside hotels and public transport in parts.
We had it in the office before. It is rank.
Yeah, we had it in the office around the time of I'm a Celeb was on and we were forced to do kind of our own unique challenges.
Bush Tucker trial.
But like the durian fruit was had to be kept outside the building in a bag.
Why does it exist? And why do people eat it? So the shop assistants wanted to bring it home and sell it in the shop, and your man who owned the shop was like, yeah, grant. And then all of a sudden the gas inspectors are coming around. He said, I knew it smelled bad, but I didn't think it would bring the gas board out.
Man. Love that.
And finally on this segment today, Miriam Margoyles has said she's only just forgiven Hollywood icon Arnold Schwarzenegger for apparently breaking wind in her face while they made a film together in the 90s.
This was on the set
of the 1999 horror End of Days. Arnie apparently deliberately farted, Miriam says, loudly, purposely and malevolently in her face.
Why would you do that?
Malevolently.
And she says, well, men can be unbelievably silly. But she said, I forgave Arnie only last week because I heard him speaking out against Trump and I thought, well, good for you. You've come to your senses. The fart is forgiven.
Very good.
That concludes the fart corner. Thank you.
I think my favourite one was the teacher one.
Yeah, that was pretty
weird.
That
was bizarre. What a legend.
I like the dairy and fruit guy.
I liked when you made the fart go into the soundtrack.
That was good.
And now let's all do real farts. One, two, three.
Here's a pretty carpenter. You're listening
on
to
your
Spin.
Own.
We have to bring this to the show because we all just fell around the place laughing yesterday.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is a little bit insular. It's a little bit like our kind of radio thing, but I think you're going to enjoy it.
100%.
Think of like a bloopers reel.
Yeah, exactly. I love a bloopers reel on anything. Do they sometimes, especially in classic movies, they'd often show like some bloopers when the credits roll and they're just so brilliant. So kind of with that in mind, essentially each morning on the show, after the show, should I say, we record like little bits and bobs, you know, bit of admin. And one thing we have to do is a little bit for Steve's show. Steve, who's on air in the afternoon, where we promote what's coming up on the show tomorrow.
On our show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they usually sound like this.
We are not loving Dave's winning ways on the girly quiz as of late.
Yeah, the way I'm winning the girly quiz lately is technicalities. And also, Emma Fiona's just randomly giving me the answers sometimes.
Well, there'll be none of that anymore tomorrow. Going to be the hardest girly quiz you've ever had. Be with us tomorrow morning. We're live from 7 on Spin. I caught you
watching me. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
right?
Pretty slick.
Sounds professional. But what you don't hear when you hear that are the outtakes. And with the most love in the world to our girl, Fiona just seems to have a bit of a tough time getting her tongue around,
you know what?
Explaining what's going on tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
In fairness, like, we've all been there. Whenever we have a certain part, like, there's some certain times where I'm like, no, turn the microphones off. I'll do it again in my own time. Just give me 10 minutes and I'll come back to it. So we all do it, but Fiona just had a bad day yesterday.
Sometimes when you just get stuck in your own head about something, whether it's a promo for like a client or whatever, no matter what it is, we've all been there and we're just like, it's just not working, guys. Take a minute. But look, this is attempt one from yesterday where it kind of just sounds like she forgot what radio station she's on.
Be with us after 8:30 in the morning on the show. We play the girly quiz on Spin.
Why are you so nice?
Now, the next one isn't so bad. She kind of just stops midway through for what seems like forever, though.
Well, there'll be none of that tomorrow. We're making it very difficult on you when we play the girly quiz after 8:30 in the morning on Spin. It's because we have to specify it's the morning and we have to also mention that we're Spin, and it is just a lot for me.
And then sometimes you feel like if you say 7 a.m. you don't need to say morning then, because we all know what a.m. means. But
the thing about these things is when we're all, when we're in that mood of messing up, the other two always just pile on to the other person. We're always like, ha ha, you're crap.
No, to be fair, you guys are so good and you're like, no, give her a chance. Like, just mess it up even further.
Now, to be fair, things really don't get any better from here. They seem to get a lot worse.
Oh, definitely. Well, there'll be none of that tomorrow. It's going to be the hardest girly quiz you've ever seen. We're going to play it tomorrow on the show.
No. I did at this point kind of say, I wonder, are we actually going to get home today? Ever? Will we be still here?
Just take me off. She's like, I just won't say it.
Honestly, at this point, we'll just go live on Steve's show. We'll just be here at 5:30.
Just ring in.
We kind of get into a point of just total emotional breakdown after that point.
Well, there'll be none of that tomorrow. It's going to be the hardest girly quiz you've ever seen. We play tomorrow after 8 on Spin from 7.
Oh, for God.
Dave's gone at this point. Fiona's gone at this point.
I'm just trying to make her I'm putting more pressure on her because I just think this is the funniest thing ever. So I'm like, for God's sake, Fiona.
I was just like, please take me off. Coach, take me out. Like, I can't. I'm not going to make the shot. I can't do it today. I'm not
going to
get it.
No,
keep going.
No.
Please.
Go on. Just don't even think. Just go again. Go.
This is what they do to me.
For something that takes 7 seconds, it took us 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be my job, the hard bit.
John, if you listen to Steve K's show later on today, you will hear during two songs, in between two songs, you will hear us talk, and then it'll be me going, we're live on Spin tomorrow from 7.
In the morning. See, it's not easy.
And don't worry, we were very supportive when she eventually got it right.
There'll be none of that tomorrow. It's going to be the hardest girly quiz you've ever had. Be with us tomorrow morning. We're live from 7 on Spin.
Yay!
To be fair, that one was crap.
I thought it was really good.
Look, at that point, we were just happy to leave. To be honest. Get me some water.
You spoke words, we were happy.
Oh my God.
I am the blooper.
Here's Alex Warren on Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Tickets.
Hey, yay. We are dying to get Aideen off on our Hollybops to Fuerteventura. Standing by this morning, working from home. Do you always work from home, Aideen?
No, it depends. Sometimes I'm in court for work, so I just happen to be working from home today.
Well, do you know what? I'd prefer to be at home than in court as
a
well.
A day out of the courts is always a good day.
I'd love to be in court. Would I just
you?
Find it
oh,
so...
Oh, you love the drama.
Yeah, I have been dying to get on jury duty for so long and no one will take me seriously. Right, when is the last time you were away on holiday? Because I'd imagine you're quite a busy person.
I was away in July.
Very nice. Where'd you go?
I went to Marbella.
Lovely. I love Marbella. But let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura right before the... Well, I was going to say before the summer ends, but it's kind of gone now. But I don't know what time the summer ends in Fuerteventura. Let's see if we can get you there.
It never ends.
Yeah, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Aideen?
I have, yeah.
You have? Do you know how many seconds? Go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs you need to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Aideen, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, perfect.
I say that in my sleep, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was very slick.
All right, Aideen, where are you from?
Dundalk.
Aideen from Dundalk. I went to college in Dundalk. A fantastic place, a fantastic monde town. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Aideen. The best of luck. Good song up. One has been the same for a while. Hopefully you know it. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter's Pretzel.
Stop the clock immediately.
Now, you, I think, are also then saying this in your sleep at this stage. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. I'm not trying to get too giddy, but well done. Well done.
We liked that, Aideen. That awakens something in us all. We all chirped up. You've got 23.7 seconds left for 4 songs and
very
your swap
well
remaining.
Done. You got that in like what? Like 1.3 seconds?
Yeah. Something like
unbelievable,
that.
Aideen. Let's go for song 2, which has remained the same artist for a while. Let's hope you know the song. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No other name for you. Even though
oh, my D, Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clock. Yes!
Nope. Everyone calm down.
No.
I'm just happy to get past two.
I'm just happy to get past.
Okay, well done. Ed Sheeran and H and my G.
You got that in about a second as well. You've got 20.9 seconds left for 3 songs.
And your swap remaining.
Sorry, I'm fine.
Calm down.
No, I'm grand. You're doing very well, Aideen.
Aideen, how are you feeling?
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared, girl.
Don't be scared, girl. All right, let's go for song 3. We'll be more than halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Pink Winnie Club, Chaperone.
Stop the clock.
Callum, everybody, calm down. Pretend we're in court. Okay, it's all
order.
Calm down.
Judge,
Chaperone
please.
And Pink Pony Club. Fiona, say the time without getting excited.
Aideen, you have... Yeah. 18 seconds left for 2 songs and your swap remaining still, and we're all very calm here in
Can I just say, Aideen, without being too excited, this is the most amount of time we have ever had for 2 songs remaining on the board.
No big deal.
Why do we feel like the lower we speak, the calmer we... Is that a thing?
I don't know.
All right, Aideen, let's take a couple of deep breaths in. You got 18 seconds. You got loads of time plus a swap remaining. Let's go for song 4. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I just woke up from a dream.
Die in your arms the weekend?
Nope. I would say
Let's swap it out.
I won't lie, Aideen, I didn't like that.
No, nor me, Callum.
If in doubt, blame Callum.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I thought that was an okay song for song 4.
No, it's fair enough, I suppose. I just didn't like how it made me feel.
What is the song?
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, Die With A Smile, Aideen.
So you were right about dying with something and somewhere, but it was with a smile rather than in your arms, you see. But no worries, it's handy because it's your last chance to use the swap, so it's good that you're using it. And we have reset that clock back to 18 seconds.
All good, Aideen, you have it. I definitely think you have this song. Song 4, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I've no excuse. I just want you to use me.
Money Talk.
Yeah. Use me, I
got no time. Pause.
Yes, start the clock.
Yes.
Yes, Aideen. Unbelievable.
Guys, calm down.
No!
I can't be calm.
When is the last time we were on Song 5?
With 9.
I want to say it was 2013.
Oh no, seconds.
I'm not, my heart, I feel like my heart, I could have a heart attack.
Imagine how Aideen feels.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Aideen, you're incredible. She has a high pressure job. She does be in the courts and all. This is a doddle to her.
Aideen, okay. Can I just let you know, my hands are literally dripping sweat.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I actually feel my heartbeat.
Sweet mom spaghetti
in my nipple. Do you know when the heart, your heart's so far out it feels?
We can all hear them heartbeats.
All right, Aideen, here we go.
And here we go.
You've 9 seconds left. This is your final song, Song 5.
Song 5 on Emma, Dave, and Fiona's golden ticket to win a trip to Fuerteventura plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made.
George Ezra.
No.
That this will last forever.
Ooh.
2, 1.
No!
Oh my God.
No.
Aideen, I know we feel the exact same as you. Actually, everyone is speechless in the studio right now. And I'm just trying to talk to fill the silence because we are all shook. We all thought we were giving it away today.
Let's ready to jump up, Aideen.
Time stood still.
Oh my God.
You thought that was George Ezra?
Yeah.
I do get you.
I totally get you. But, that sounds like him.
I never even made the connection before, but now I'll never unhear it. That is Miles Smith and his song Stargazing.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Aideen. What a player.
Wow.
What a player. That was unbelievable.
I am crying.
I every bit of wind has been taken out of my sails. Like, I'm raging. But Aideen, fantastic job.
You should be so proud of yourself.
You really should. Well done. Like, a fantastic player. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing.
Thanks, guys.
And I hope you have a great day.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Aideen.
Yeah,
Aideen,
you too.
I'm so you're sorry. In a class of your own, girl. Please.
Good luck.
Well
thanks
done,
very
Aideen.
Much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Can someone just get Michaela to start now?
Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore.
What? Like, what is there to even say at this point?
No, sorry.
I no longer enjoy music, which is not good for this show. I don't want to hear a song. You know?
If I hear Miles Smith Stargazing ever again.
No, sorry, this is disgusting. It's a disgusting feeling. This is a disgusting job. I might go back to college.
Genuinely. Retrain. Get a trade.
I've always been interested in teaching.
Now look, lads, to be honest, Aideen just wasn't good enough.
Oh, David!
You were incredible, Aideen.
She was unbelievable.
God. Right, lads. Oh, Callum, you dirty boy.
What?
You dirty,
what?
Dirty
What's he done?
Boy. Look what he's just changed in the system.
No, he did not.
He did, yeah. You're a sicko. Oh no, what? Now everyone's confused. He had just added Miles Smith and Stargazing.
That's disgusting.
That would just be too mean, Callum.
I hope you come up against Aideen in court one day.
Wow.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, what critics have referred to as the most important part of Fully Charged.
How have we never had a critic? How have we never had someone review us?
They randomly review stuff in the Irish Times sometimes. We never made the cut.
Until now.
Thank God.
Until this show. And I just want to say, we've gone the full 3 hours and not one of you has complimented my spray tan. Or observed the smell.
What does that tell you?
Biscuits and or curry sauce.
I can't see it on your face, to be honest.
You can't see it on my face?
Yeah.
What about my forearm?
Okay, now that the lights are brighter in here, I can see it. Yeah.
Whoa, okay, too bright, Callum. No.
Get those lights off.
A humbling experience, to say the absolute least.
I'm going to do a movement that your guys don't know about, right? When you're
I'm going to be triggered.
Tan, you have to straighten out the leg, right, on one side.
Yeah.
In front of the other, like a scissor.
Yeah.
And put the hand up.
Yeah. Mm.
So they get in there by your private part.
You have to do every emoji. You have to do the running emoji, you have to do the dancing man emoji,
yes,
and you have to do the dancing girl emoji.
Yeah,
and to be fair, the spray tan artist acknowledged, I know this is horrible and I know the whole lead up is horrible, but it'll be worth it in the end. So I must have been crying while getting my spray tan or something.
Remember when C-Mat wore that amazing dress where her arse crack was
out?
She talked in an interview recently about how the girl who did her spray tan was like, I'm going to have to do your crack, honey, because like,
because
it would reflect really badly on me if in any way you can see a white line in your arse crack.
It's so true.
So she had to spread them.
That's so funny.
And she wouldn't have been able to wear the little paper thong or anything.
No.
Well, then more than ever, C-Mat for president. But yeah, a difficult experience. Thoughts and prayers with everyone who gets the spray tan on the regular. And thoughts and prayers with the spray tan artists.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
They see a lot of stuff.
Would you not just do the OG way and go on holidays?
I wish. All Listen, right. That is it from us. We'll be back tomorrow when you wake up from 7 a.m. Don't forget, the Naughty Threesome is on the way. The Plain White Tees, Fallout Boy, and Justice.
Nice.
All so coming Dave up coded. Just after 10 a.m. Have a fantastic Thursday.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
See you in the morning. Bye.